KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Some high school girls basketball action around the area last night. AHSTW, a winner over Woodbine, 63-39, is Kaylee Jones with a big night, 29 points and 17 rebounds. Claire Denning had 19 points and 8 boards to help lead the Lady Vikes. Carroll beat Webster City 43-41. It was Maple Valley over Bowyer Valley, 59-48. ADM edging Norwalk, 53-31 in girls basketball last night. Iowa sophomore forward Jack Nungy is expected to miss the Hawkeyes' season opener on Wednesday against North Carolina Central. Nungy's father, Mark, died over the weekend.
Friday night, he spoke with his dad before he went to sleep and had a great conversation with him. Probably incredibly optimistic about the season. Jack's playing extremely well and then, you know, gets awakened early Saturday morning with such incredibly terrible. So he's with his family now, and that's where he should be.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey, who says Nungy is with his family in Indiana.
Your heart breaks for him, for his family. He jumped in a car and went with his girlfriend down to Indiana. You know, we'll see, you know, from here, you know, how much time he needs.
The Hawkeyes will be in action tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock against North Carolina Central, and we'll have that game for you starting at 2 o'clock with the pregame. Well, Drake is motivated by low expectations as they get set to open the season Wednesday afternoon at Kansas State. The Bulldogs are picked to finish in the lower half of the Missouri Valley Conference, so one of the reasons, the loss of center Liam Robbins. The Davenport native transferred to Minnesota after a sophomore season in which he averaged more than 14 points and 7 rebounds and being named All-Valley.
We have Darnell Brody, a transfer from Seton Hall, Nate Ferguson, who was a redshirt freshman last year, and Issa Samaka, who was a redshirt freshman last year. I think all three of them have done a nice job this summer and fall, and they all bring different things to the team.
That's Drake coach Darian DeVries, who feels the Bulldogs have become an established program as they posted 24 and 20 win seasons in his first 2 years as the coach.
I like the direction the team has been able to take some things, and they're leading it now from within the locker room. And that makes it much easier as a coach and coaching staff to continue to move forward and progress and take this program where we want to have it go.
DeVries says playing K-State is a great way to open the season. A schedule change at the Crossover Classic at Sioux Falls means the UNI men will have a new opponent for Wednesday's opening round. The Panthers will now play Western Kentucky after being originally scheduled to play West Virginia. The Panthers have three starters back from a team that won the Missouri Valley Conference regular season title, but several young players will be counted on for significant minutes.
You got a bunch of guys that have played very few minutes that are going to be in the starting lineup or playing a bunch of minutes come Wednesday.
That's UNI coach Ben Jacobson, who says the young players will be counted on to provide some depth.
Well, for the most part, you know, we like what we're seeing at practice. We got a lot of work to do. You know, we've talked about the four older guys. Once you get past those four, you're talking about sophomores, redshirt freshmen, and freshmen.
In that Crossover Classic in Sioux Falls starting tomorrow. University of Iowa women's basketball team, along with the Big Ten Conference, announced its upcoming schedule Monday afternoon. That schedule includes 20 conference and 4 non-conference games. The Hawkeyes open the season at Carver Hawkeye Arena against in-state foe Northern Iowa November 25th before heading to Drake on December 2nd for their only non-conference road matchup. Iowa hosts Iowa State to start the year as well on December 9th, and they'll close out their non-conference slate against Western Illinois December 22nd. Iowa opens up Big Ten play December 5th, hosting Wisconsin, and concludes hosting Nebraska on the first weekend in March. The Big Ten home-away matchups include Indiana, Minnesota, Nebraska, Northwestern, Ohio State, Rutgers, and Wisconsin. The Hawkeyes also will host Michigan, Penn State, and Purdue and travel to Illinois, Maryland, and Michigan State. Iowa finished the 2019-20 season 23-7 overall, ranking number 21 in the final AP poll before the season was shut down. Well, big things are expected from junior center Monica Sinano for a young Iowa women's basketball team this season. Sinano finished second in the nation in field goal percentage last season at 68% and being named All-Big Ten. She spent the offseason trying to improve her footwork and her rebounding.
I think rebounding is something that I constantly need to improve on. There's just a lot, and that's one thing that the coaches have definitely been. We have our end of the season meetings, and they've been really beneficial, telling me everything I need to work on, giving me drills, kind of just trying to make me the best player I can be, and I'm so grateful to them for that.
Sonano spent much of last season plagued by foul trouble. She's hoping to limit that this season. The addition of 6'3 freshman Sharon Goodman will provide more depth in the post this season when that foul trouble occurs.
Obviously, there are going to be times where that happens. There is for every basketball player. So having her to step in is going to be really great. And hopefully I can stay out of foul trouble. That's the bottom line goal.
Hawkeyes open at home on Wednesday night against Northern Iowa. UNI senior point guard Carly Rucker says a regular practice routine has helped the Panthers as they approach their new season. The Panthers open up Wednesday night at Iowa.
Preseason was a little tough to kind of find that consistency just because it's just better when we can get more days stacked up on each other. And so I think we're really excited to see what we can put together and just kind of finding the right combinations right now.
The Panthers return their top five scorers from a team that finished 18-11, and Rucker says a standout recruiting class will add some depth.
We have a lot of really good players coming in and surrounding what we had coming back, so I'm really excited to see what we can put together.
Rucker led the Panthers in scoring last season. Well, Tennessee has paused activities in the men's basketball program with head coach Rick Barnes among staff, players, and other personnel that have tested positive for COVID-19. A release from the school said the positives were detected Sunday during routine surveillance testing conducted three times a week. The number 12 volunteers were scheduled to open against Charlotte Wednesday before facing VCU on Friday in the Volunteer Classic in Knoxville. The school will update the status of those games today. Utah men's coach Larry Krystowiak and 8 Utes players have tested positive for COVID-19. Krystowiak said 5 players who tested positive were living in the same house and 3 were living in another. Utah's women's basketball team also announced it was pausing basketball activities due to a positive case. Syracuse season opener against Bryant University is on for Friday afternoon. School officials say all members of the men's team have undergone multiple tests since Coach Jim Boeheim and another member of the program tested positive. Arizona's season opener against Northern Arizona Wednesday has been canceled due to a positive COVID-19 test in the Lumberjacks program. The programs will work to possibly reschedule the men's game at a later date. The season opener for number 20 Oregon Wednesday against Eastern Washington has been postponed because of 2 positive COVID-19 cases within the Eagles program. Butler will open its season tomorrow night with up to 1,500 fans at Hinkle Fieldhouse. School officials say they voluntarily decided to limit capacity to fewer than the 2,275 fans. The Marion County Department of Health set that capacity because it will be the first game played under the school's new COVID-19 protocols. Well, the Pioneer Football League President's Council has endorsed a 6-game conference season to be played in the spring of 2021 as advanced by the PFL athletic directors and coaches. That announcement made by the conference yesterday. The council determined to move forward with a plan which provides a meaningful competitive experience for PFL football student athletes. If conditions continue to allow this model to be pursued, the projected dates of competition are March 13th through April 17th for the 9 continuing PFL members as well as incoming member Presbyterian. That model gives league teams the opportunity to earn the PFL championship title and the automatic qualifier to the NCAA FCS playoffs. Additionally, teams are permitted to schedule non-conference games at the institution's discretion. The league does realize that this is an aspirational plan given the current severe state of the coronavirus pandemic and the many unknowns in the coming months for the country, the diverse sets of states in which the PFL schools exist, and the institutions themselves. And institutions themselves, at their sole discretion, can choose to opt out of the 2021 PFL spring season at any time. Drake participates in the Pioneer Football League. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says Texas always has tremendous talent, and this season is no different. The 15th-ranked Cyclones visit the Longhorns Friday to clinch at least a share of the Big 12 regular season title.
The thing that stands out right away is, you know, just elite bodies and elite football players. You know, I really feel like at every position group right now.
Campbell says the Texas offense led by senior quarterback Sam Ellinger will be a face of challenge.
You know, I think the respect that I've got for Sam Ellinger is as great a respect as I've got for any quarterback in the country. And I think that you're just really wowed by what you see in terms of size and ability across the board on this Texas team.
ISU will be in search of its first conference title since they shared the Missouri Valley Conference Championship back in 1912. Southeastern Conference has shuffled its schedule, including pushing back the Arkansas-Missouri and Tennessee-Vanderbilt games, which had been set for Saturday. The league says it's postponed the Arkansas-Missouri game because of a combination of positive tests, contact tracing, and the resulting quarantining within the Arkansas program. Vanderbilt and Missouri will now meet Saturday to make up a game that was postponed on October 17th. No date has been set for the Arkansas-Missouri or Tennessee-Vanderbilt, but December 19th is a possibility for teams not playing in the league championship. And Jared Goff won a matchup against Tom Brady while helping the LA Rams retain a share of first place in the NFC West as Goff completed 39 of his 51 passes for 376 yards and three touchdowns in the Rams' 27-24 win at Tampa in NFL action last night. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.